Today's words of wisdom, be a mighty soul in a simple living standard, will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean,Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish.
福尔摩沙，伊葡萄牙文的意思是美丽之岛。位于环太平洋火山，也就是地震区的西边角。因为地震落地运动不断进行，因正岛上雄伟的高山、山峦、平原、盆地、海岸线，甲一挂奇特的景观。福尔摩沙四季分明，包含热带、亚热带、甲温带气候。差不多有18400多种野生生物住伫岛内，其中20%以上是罕见，或者是伫咧绝种的生物。
一只一种，有后代，福尔摩沙山羊、福尔摩沙绵羔、福尔摩沙乌熊、华鸡、体鸡、雪山草鹿等等。福尔摩沙虽然是一个小岛，上天却赐予伊一连串惊奇壮丽自然景观。白旗沟城镇甘愿自民部落，密密的山脉、美丽水墙，甲雕刻精油的寺庙。福尔摩沙文化多彩多姿，来自无同款背景甲地区的人汇集此地。亲像关祖民，早期中国南方的福建人、客家移民、荷兰人、西班牙人、加日本人，以及远近的中国大陆移民，都对福尔摩沙的发展贡献真多。客家、福尔摩沙和中国大陆文化，融合成一个丰富而且多元的文化和社会。无论是宗教、建筑，还是语言。福尔摩沙应运皆全。
摩沙是上帝恩典加持的乐土。1980年代，深海无常师来到福尔摩沙，等伊到底一间小庙啊时，一群福尔摩沙的人，因有内在太阳的指引，伫一个暴风雨的暗暝。正来要求师父教因观音一组法门，自彼时起，青海无常师传授观音法门，和福尔摩沙申请就办的真理对身者。
观音法门是一种观如来根甲伊的静坐法门。观音法门的静坐是青海无常师慈悲的礼物，分享给这个世界甲已经准备好会多登去家里如来天国的人。除了分享伊的见解以及人生的智慧，青海无常师也伫福尔摩沙各地支援救灾活动，而且进行人道援助。发生自然灾害时阵，更加是全力救援。
运用伊的爱心典范甲各国的行为，咱福尔摩沙世界会会员嘛热心参与照顾同胞以及关怀世界各地人的活动。
感动于因的诚心，甲对内在天国知识以及开悟的心的渴望。青海无常师祝阮福尔摩沙求道者的众多邀请，分享伊的智慧甲情知远见。2007年年初， 请阿吴上司回应着世界会会员圣地的渴望。在2007年1月18日参加新年庆祝活动，今日自全世界差不多10万名世界会会员以及贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆今年旧历新年。
我们现在邀请您聆听青海吴上司对世界会会员所做的精彩开始。生活简单，理想高雅。1994年5月1日，讲在福尔摩沙台北。
我先念几个好玩的故事。有一个故事是这样子啊，有关一个小偷啊。有一个小偷，他就去偷一只鸭，呱呱呱那个鸭啊，带回来吃。不过他偷那个鸭，那个属于一个人啊，那个主人啊是非常非常善良的一个人，所以奇怪那个小偷偷那个东西回来吃了以后啊，突然间他那个身上啊长毛，长那个鸭毛啊，非常非常难过又很痒，他就知道这个就是被那个处罚了，被因果报应。
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives.
Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people.And the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood,The wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam.Allah will not give mercy to anyone, except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you,that eateth any manner of blood. I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets.Nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
所以他就赶快很惭愧的，每天就拜来拜去，拜这个神啊，拜这个神啊，啊求他们那个原谅。然后那个神啊就托梦啊，就跟他讲，因为你偷一个很有仁慈的人的那个鸭，然后吃了，所以你才为这个果报。嗯，如果你想好的话，你跑到他那个族人，那个为你偷那个人啊，你叫他骂你一声啊，你的病就会好了。然后那个人他就跑到那个为偷那个族人去，啊、假装说，哎呀，我听说你是去一只鸭子，那我知道我的隔壁有偷了，隔壁有一个人偷了。如果你骂他一声啊，他一定会怕了，然后会把那个鸭还给你，没关系。啊，那个主人呢、啊，他本来就是很善良的嘛，他就说：“哎呀，只有一只鸭子啊，有了就有啊，没有就没有了。”而且我又没证据啊，啊骂了干什么啊？我不要骂了，我又不知道是不是他。然后那个人他在那边趴了，那个主人都没骂嘛，他说：“哎呀，对不起，拜托你，就是我偷了啦。你如果现在不骂的话，我就很难过，因为我都长毛起来了。你骂我一声我就好了啊。”那个时候那个鸭子那个主人啊才感动啊，骂他一声，果然他病就好了。哎，所以常常师父也跟你们说，人家骂我们没关系啊，是吗？骂就小业障啊，万一我们有业障的话，如果我们真没有业障的话，那他骂我们的话，我们也有练习忍辱和谦卑心嘛，是不是？也没什么关系，是吗？哎，好。
There is a man in a village. He is a gentleman, very virtuous person. Yes. And he has never done any harm to anybody. And he always be very, very good to every person in his village. And he has, in his house, he has raised many kind of pets or animals, like goose and ducks, yeah, chickens and things like that, yes.And one day, one of his neighbor, a man who's supposed to like to do a lot of kind of stealing, you know, kind of a thief, you know, he came to that beautiful person's house and stole a duck. Yes. And he stole a duck and he came home, he make a pecking duck out of it, you know, and make soup out of it. And he ate it. And afterward, suddenly his body itching all over, and then he scratched and then like a duck's feather.Comes out of his body. The whole body is covered with duck's feathers. And then he was so scared. And he knew that now this is the retribution of what he has done, you know, is very bad.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu,Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile. Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%.With additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
So he was very repentant in his heart, and he went to the temple and went to the church and repent to God and to Buddha. And then after some time, the Buddha felt compassionate for him, you know, and then in a dream told him that, I see that you have repented sincerely enough. So now I tell you the reason why you have grown a feather on your body. It was because you stole the duck from a very, very virtuous man. So now the only solution for you is that you can go to that man's house and tell him to scold you. If he just scold you once, and then your sickness will be gone. So the thief went to the house of the virtuous man. But instead of telling the truth, he was afraid, so he tells some lie. He said, "Oh, you know, I heard that you have lost a duck, and a man next door to me stole your duck. So if you scold him loudly, and the man will be scared, and he will bring the duck back to you immediately. Don't you think so?" And then the virtuous man tell him, "It's only one duck. No problem. besides, I don't have any proof that this man stole my duck. Why should I scold him?" So he went back in the house and he wanted to go to sleep. And the thief was very scared, of course, and very touched also by the man's generosity and goodwill. So he kneeled down and said, "Oh, please, I confess to you, it's me who stole your duck. Now look at me, I grow feather all over my body. Can you please call me so that my sickness will be gone?" And because the Buddha told me like that, therefore so the virtuous man was very touched, you know, and I feel sorry for him, and so he scolded him. And then so all the feather fell on the ground. So probably he picked it up and make a quilt out of it. I have always told you, if people scold us, it's no problem, right? They might cleanse our bad karma, if we have any bad karma. If we don't have any bad karma, at least it will give us the opportunity to practice patience, endurance, and humility, right? So there's no problem at all. The time will come when everything change, right? We don't need to bother. 我说那个这个人家骂我们的事情啊，我们不用管了，时间到了他也会好了。 There's too many people, we cannot explain to everybody about what we do. As long as we know what we do, well, that's important. God knows what we do, Buddha knows, that's enough, right? Because we can never bother. For example, like all the dogs, right? If we are stranger in a place and the dogs will bark, that means he thinks you are bad guys, right? The dogs, all the dogs in the new village, when you came in, they think you are bad guys. That's why they bark at you. But would you bother about the dog's opinion? Yeah? And then be miserable about it and stand there and argue with the dog? Yeah? Using the same dog's language? It couldn't be, right? Okay. 我是说比方说啊, 我说这个世界是很多人嘛, 我们没办法全部解释给人家听, 给人家了解, 我们呢, 做一些什么什么的。 因为这个世界也是有好有坏啊, 我们不能全部管啊。 比方说像那个狗啊, 我们本来是一个很好的人, 跑到一个那个新的村庄里面去做生意或是做什么的。 然后那个全村的狗啊合起来叫很大声，这表示说全村的狗啊认为你是坏人的，是吗？然后他在那边合起来叫你，那你难道你在那边很伤心啊？然后为了这样你就停止做自己的生意啊？停在站在那边跟那个狗啊在那边辩护啊？啊，是吗？你会在意狗想你什么？啊？ 那难道你在那边用狗的语言跟他们回答吗？<笑>所以无所谓了，哎。最重要就是我们知道我们做什么，我们良心很安稳，上帝知道我们做好事，佛菩萨知道我们做对，就这样就好了啊！哎，根本不需要任何人那个同意，他们同意也好，不同意没关系。 我们还是自己做自己对的工作。好，现在还有另外一个故事，有关两位很清廉的官哈。有一个官员呐，他在河南呐当那个县长啊，大概他名字叫民工啊，他在河南当。 县长，他在当县长的时候的，有一次他坐船过河，就公差了，然后他坐公差坐船的时候，就有一队那个河盗骑过来，就要偷东西的，啊，要偷东西，不过这些河盗的大概是倒霉了，找了半天找不到任何东西。 他大概有一点点蔬菜啊，什么豆腐啊，干的面筋啊，属那些那个肠道的非常非常失望啊，好失望，就在那边问啊，你当官啊，怎么什么都没有啊？你有没有东西抢在某些地方啊？赶快拿出来，不然我们会杀你啊！啊，然后那个县长啊，就把他那个什么腰带啊。 拿出来啊，说我什么都没有，因为我当官一生很清廉，所以我很没有东西啊。然后他就拿那个腰带啊，就给那个河道，他说这个是黄金的，这个是唯一的我有的，这个是大概台湾总统送给他的，<笑>他说是国王送给他的啊。 国王送给他那个，因为这个是他代表他的官位嘛，就唯一的，所以他叫那个河道那些河道给拿走了。不过那些河道看他这个样子，然后听他讲这个样子，听他都又受五戒，又每天打坐两个半小时，又不受贿赂，又很清廉，又生活很单纯，所以他们很感动了，不偷了，<笑>不偷不拿了，嗯。 连那个黄金的腰带也不拿了，还有另外有一个金莲的官呐、啊，他是叫陈文清，这个金莲的官呐、啊，他已经早就退休了，他已经很老了，退休，有一天，有一对那个强盗的人呐、啊，跑到他的家强抢东西，唉。 不过他们也在那边呢，找了半天呢，还没什么，煮了一点米啊，什么油啊、酱油啊，还有豆腐啊、面筋啊，那些素食的东西啊，又没什么，所以他们很失望啊，就问他， 你当官那么久啊，难道没有任何东西啊？你怎么家那么破破烂烂啊，那么简简单单这个样子，你东西也是没什么，你是不是还有什么金钱啊，藏在哪个地方啊？赶快拿出来，不然的话我们会杀你啊。那个官啊就不好意思说，我不是不想给你们啊，因为我看你们那么从远方来啊，又那么辛苦啊，然后来这边探访我家了，我又没任何东西给你们，我真不好意思啊。然后那些强盗了，看起来是很感动了，啊，看他家也没有什么啊，就知道他修行啊，因为看到他也是书啊，家都没有什么单，没有什么啊肉，没什么酒，没什么烟啊，知道这个是真的修行啊，然后他们也溜了，饶他了，不杀他了。好，故事没有了。嗯。
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduced type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increased life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,Conserve up to 70% clean water. Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States, up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon. Liver disease.Cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity.Sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking.5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer,esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
These are the two stories of a very clean and pure officers. There was once a high officer in Hainan. He's a Chinese man. He's the province chief of Hainan. It's very big. It's like governor of a state in America, you know, or governor of Hong Kong, yeah? But he was very, very, very good man, very, very clean. He never take any bribe, and he only work for the people and the people alone. So he has not much possession with him, except the very meager, you know, salary that he received from his post. And some of that he even put out, you know, for charity purpose, because you know, maybe he learned it from somebody that he should help in charity and be clean and be simple. So now, one time he crossed a river on a boat to go to another province, maybe another place to fulfill his duty. And then suddenly there came a lot of pirates, and they wanted to assert his boat, and then they want to take money and possession from his boat and from him. But they searched many hours and cannot find anything. So the thieves were curious and said, "But why? You have been a very high officer. You are the governor of this state. And how come you have nothing in your personal belonging?" And he said, "I cannot take bribe. I have to take care of my work. I have to be a dutiful officer. I have to take care of my people. I have to eat vegetarian, and some of my money have to put in charity to help the poor people. That's why I don't have any precious possession with me. I'm very sorry to disappoint all of you, but this is the fact."
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
But then suddenly he remembered that, you know, he has a belt which is made of gold. It is given to him by the king, because this symbolizes his post, his position. And he said, "Oh, this is something, maybe, because this is made of gold and the king gave it to me. So maybe you can take it and make use of it." But the thieves, after hearing his very clean and pure story, they feel so touched. They didn't even want to take the gold belt. So the story I want to emphasize here is that this is a Vietnamese folklore, huh? Old stories, yes. So the main emphasis in this story is that if we are a virtuous person and clean and pure, even the most vicious person will turn around and be friendly. And even then, we still can touch their heart and their purity within themselves, and then can change their life. Yeah? So that's why we should be good example in the society.
我说，我其实那些凶恶的人啊，碰到这种很善良的、很干净的、很好的那人啊，他们也会感动，然后自己。
会被感化，然后又不伤害他，又反过来跟着他学习。所以有时候我们应该修行，为了社会做一个好的榜样。我们不能怪社会怎么那么乱，怪别人怎么那么坏，应该怪自己还没有做好的榜样，是不是？哎，所以我们先说做好了以后啊，别人就会跟着了。不要等别人，我们先自己做。所以我们中国人才说修身齐家，然后治国才能平天下，是真正的如此。I said the Chinese proverb have been saying that the first thing we have to cultivate our own virtues, and then we can take care of our whole family, and then we can talk about pacify a nation, and then we can make the whole world in harmony and in peace. So first begin with ourselves, make a shining glorious example of virtues and goodness. Don't waste your time blaming the neighbor why he is so bad, and don't waste your time criticizing somebody why he is so lousy. Yes, everybody is lousy if nobody turn into virtues, beauty and truth. Is that right? So we have to start from ourselves. Begin now. That's why I tell you, you should do it. You should meditate, you should keep the virtuous way of life, you should keep the beautiful way of living. That was one of the governor. It's another officer of the old time. He's old now and he has retired from his post for a long time. One time, there are many thieves come to his house and wanted to seize his possession. But again, he's a very pure, clean officer. He never took bribe, and whatever money he has, he spent on his himself, family, and left over, he gave it to charity. Every other refugee's victim, yeah? Or maybe Red Cross, yes. So he doesn't have much possession with him, except only a few things that's enough to sustain his life and his family. So when the thieves come to his house, they search so many hours and find nothing. And they were so tired, and they sit there and say, do you have any other possession that you hide somewhere? You better take it out, otherwise we will kill you. Because we don't believe that you have been a very high officer and you have nothing. And your house is so rotten like this and your clothes are... It's so rotten and everything here is nothing of high class furniture. Why is that? So the officer explained to them that he's not allowed to take bribe and he must eat vegetarian, therefore his house don't have any luxuries, meat or liquor or alcohol, nothing, and no luxury except just enough to live, and furniture is just ordinary and clothing simple. The thief, after listening to him, knowing that he is a vegetarian and he's a meditator and he has not much in his possession because he gives money to charity and he lives a very simple and clean life. So they believed him. So the most important thing of these stories is that we should lead a virtuous life. Be true to the idea of a noble life and live a noble, high-thinking life. Be a mighty soul in a simple living standard. Then even the most hard-boiled personalities will be melted and then will be touched by our sincere example. And then that will follow. Don't matter, we just do it and then we see it. People learn very quick. The children learn bad things in the school. They learn it from TV. They learn it from environment, they learn it from the bad example of their companies. So they grow up, become bad. And in turn, they infect the other person. And so we infect each other with bad quality and unwholesome actions. So now, if we turn around and affect each other by beautiful virtuous deeds and noble action, and mighty, lofty ideal, then people will begin to learn again, relearn again. This is a kind of learning process. So that the people of the world need only good lessons, good example. This, you will make it. Okay? That's what it is. Thank you.
感谢快乐的观众收看今日的智慧之语，接下来请收看无上师电视台的艺术甲灵性节目。愿您甲您所爱的人永远平安富足。
We appreciate your happy presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is a journey through aesthetic realmsOn Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones have many days of lasting peace and prosperity.